Shalom, I'd like to start off telling you about a story that happened to me a few years ago. I was in a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and I won't specify whether I was teaching or learning in that yeshiva, but I was in the yeshiva and there was this guy there that was learning very strong, but it rubbed me the wrong way, the way he interacted with others, the way he would speak, and I felt that a little bit he was putting on a show. He was putting on a show in the Beis Medrash, and outside the Beis Medrash, it was a completely different person. And this definitely rubbed me the wrong way. But I remember a few weeks after having that thought, I went into the Beis Medrash one night, and it was already later in the night, and I started learning, and I fell asleep at my makom. And instead of waking up and going to the dorms, I happened to actually sleep numerous hours into the night. At about 5 o'clock, I wake up in my makom, in the same spot in the Beis Medrash that I fell asleep in. And when I wake up, I hear from the back of the Beis Medrash at 5 o'clock in the morning, somebody bawling, crying like a baby, really like a baby. And he was just crying out to Hashem. This boy who was pouring his heart out to Hashem was none other than that same boy a few weeks ago, who I had decided in my mind that this is somebody who's not genuine. This is somebody who doesn't really care about connecting to God. And it was a tremendous lesson that I've carried with me into this day. Tremendous. It was just the biggest slap in the face. So I read in a sefer called Shulchan Shabbos and Rabbi Nachman. It's a beautiful little breast of sefer. The author explains why Moshe specifies in such great detail in the beginning of Sefer Devarim the location of the Jewish people. What's the need for Moshe Rabbeinu to do that? And it seems from the shot that Moshe has not begun speaking at this point, but some of the Sfarim write that this is already the beginning of Moshe's speech. So why is Moshe going through the trouble of starting his speech by listing the location of the Jewish people? And Rashi explains on the Pasuk that all these places that are mentioned in the Pasuk, really they're Moshe's mentioning them in a way of hinting. He's hinting to the different places to where the Jewish people had sinned. And as a result of those sins, had caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to become angry with them. And Moshe Rabbeinu is only hinting because he wants to maintain a certain level of honor for the Jewish people. But in addition to this explanation of Rashi, there's another way of understanding these words of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is in light of the teaching from Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Zechus Yigin Aleinu, where in Tinyan Torah Aleph, he quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. And the Mishnah says, "Va'al tadin es chavircha ad shetagia l'mekomo," that you shouldn't judge your friend until you've arrived at his place. And we have to ask ourselves, what does that mean? Who can really ever say of themselves that they're in the place of another person? Right, that where this person is holding, I understand everything about where they're holding, and therefore I can judge them. Did we all grow up with the same siblings and parents and friends? Did we even grow up in the same neighborhood with the same struggles as this person? Did we have the same exact teachers and books offered to us? Were we both healthy and unaffected by illness, right? Can we say all these things, that we were parallel in every single one of these things with the person we're judging? Did we have the opportunities, the same opportunities? Opportunities that maybe we took for granted. But we don't know. Maybe they were vital to our growth. Maybe they were vital to our development. But the list of variables from one person to another goes on and on and on. And the answer is that we can never really reach the place of another person. We can't, because they've had experiences that we haven't had, and we have had experiences that they have not had. And they will thus experience things and life in a different way than completely. That's one of the most amazing aspects of individuality that Kadosh Baruch Hu created us each with. No experience can ever really be replicated from one person to the next, right? Because our future experiences are all a result of our past experiences. And the only one who really ever reaches that makom, right, the makom of Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad SheTagia LeMakomo, the only one who ever reaches that makom, that place of that other person, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu is called HaMakom. He's in the place of every individual. He's in the place of every experience. But no one else is. Hashem is with everyone in all their experiences. And as a result, right, he's the ultimate Dayan. He's the ultimate judge. He's the ultimate Shofei. He can judge. But it's not our job as individuals to judge another person. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to, when he lists these different places of where the Jewish people have sinned, he's hinting. He's hinting to teach us that this isn't the whole picture. That for every time a Jew sins, there's a Bamidbar. There's a neighborhood he grew up in that affected him. There's a Bar Rava, there's a Mishpacha that he grew up in that maybe geared him the wrong way towards life. Or there was a Mol Suf, there was a Chaver, there was a friend who pushed him in the wrong direction. Right? Bein Paran, Bein Tofel, Belavan, there were different things, there were struggles, there were addictions that caused this person to struggle and caused this person to not be the ultimate Yid that he could be. Right? We don't know another person's Yitzhar Hara. Right? For one person, what might be a Taiva, for another person, might be an addiction. There's very often a reason why someone struggles with keeping Shabbos. And there's anger. How come this person can't put their phone down for 25 hours? And in a way, there should be anger. But at the same time, where's the understanding? Where's the perception that we're looking at this person and we don't understand their makom? Do we know what this person's Shabbos experience was, you know, for the past 15, 17, 25, 55 years of their life? Maybe he was never shown the beauty of Shabbos, so he embraced the darkness of it. Or maybe he grew up in a family that loves Shabbos, but he got mixed in with the wrong crowd. A crowd that, without a doubt, might have been the sweetest little children when they were younger. None of this is to say that we're not responsible as individuals for our sins. It doesn't mean that at all. Because Hashem knows what we're capable of. Hashem knows the makom we're in. He has complete knowledge of what's within our reach, what's outside of our reach, you know, what we were provided with and what we weren't provided with. Right, what we're trying to focus on here, and this is the yesod of the shir, is to realize by other people, we don't know where they're holding. We don't know if they've gone through. But for ourselves, it's a different story, and that's not what we're discussing here. How often does it happen that we're sitting down with someone and we get to learn a little bit more about them? Or we hear from somebody else something that we never knew about this person, of how difficult their life is. And we've known this person for years. And the point isn't to excuse other people for the things that we feel are improper, but the point is that we can't judge them because we're not in their place. We don't understand what they've gone through. We don't understand why this is difficult for them and why they're struggling with it. Like if someone used to say, you mamish don't know. And when you think you know, if we think we know, then we mamish don't know. So Hashem Li'Rev, the secret of other people, the secret of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in another person can only be seen by those who fear God, by those who really understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who's in every makom. B'schus us working on this, Hashem should let us merit to see the binyan based on Migdash Bimhir B'Aminu. Amen.